Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter Campaign.
Hi, this is Joanne Vignair with the podcast, It's Storytime, Meemaw, an answered prayer for stories that point children to God. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Nupkita Koloff here. Questions and answers. Q&A with Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Welcome back. Your host, Nupkita Koloff, the devil's nightmare. Hey, I'm here today with a dear, dear friend, Donnie Ingram, so excited to have Donnie on the show. Donnie, let me first just welcome you to the Man Up Show.
Thank you, Nikita. I'm proud to be here.
Well, it's great to have you. And Donnie, I'm going to give a quick background on you. Did a little research, and not that I might have needed to, but it's helpful because we've known each other for quite a few years now. But I like what you got on your website. Choice, not chance, determines success. Choice. Right. Not chance determines success, and for all the listeners out there, Donnie is not only as you might gather just even from that introduction, a speaker, but an author, a life performance coach, founder of Ingram Management Group, and man, you got such a diversified background, Donnie. For over 20 years, you've trained and coached people in all backgrounds, from sales to sales management to customer service, personal development, and even personal life coaching. So, what a background you got, Donnie! Man, that's amazing.
I've been around the country, so met a lot of folks, and we've had a great career doing it. 22 years in the Air Force, spent a lot of that time in the Middle East working with people and, traveled to different countries, lived in different countries. And I have found that everybody's after the same thing. And it all boils down to the choices that they make as to where they go in life.
Well, let me just do a quick pause and say thank you for your service to our country and your service in the military, too. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Well, always appreciate those who put on the uniform and really give us the freedom that we're able to experience today. And so, can't thank you enough for that as well. And as you mentioned, I know you say you've traveled around the world, around the country, but you've traveled around the world. And as you said, you've gained so much experience in all of your travels. I want to talk more specifically about some of the things that you've done and some of the things that we'll get to some of the things that you're currently doing. I know you and I are part of a dear friend, Al Argo, a couple of years ago, put together a monthly call that you and I and Tracy Jones from up in Pennsylvania, Frank Shelton over in Maryland. Of course, Al for many years has been a missionary to the Philippines, currently back in the United States. And you're in Alabama, right? That's your home?
I am. That's my home. My home's in Alabama. I'm in Virginia today. We're kicking off. This is launch day for a new book that we put out.
Well, and we're
traveling and promoting the book.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons I'm glad it worked out to have you on the show. We're gonna talk about that. And what part of Alabama do you reside?
I reside in a little town right outside of Birmingham called Oneonta.
Oneonta, okay,
yep.
Outside
it's
of
like Oneonta, New York.
Gotcha. Okay, and now I'm going to go out on a limb here, and you're near the Birmingham area. I know this can go. I've got a 50-50 shot here on this, but I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say you're a Roll Tide fan. I'm just thinking.
I am actually an Auburn Tiger fan.
Oh, no. I just, oh, man. You're still going to do the rest of the interview for me, aren't you? I know the folks down there, man. It's like, okay, I either bleed, you know, I bleed one color or the other. You guys take it. Hey, you guys take it pretty serious down there, the whole
I'm
Auburn.
Telling you, they take it extremely serious, Dakota. When I was told before I ever, when I retired from the Air Force, where I went to interviewing at some of the companies down there, you need to research your boss and find out which team he's for, and that's who you're for if you want that job.
No way, like for real.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, I know my youngest daughter Colby years ago, it was actually back in when we were recording Preacher's Daughters, a reality show for Lifetime Network. Yeah. And it was back in Colby's teenage days, and she was dating a guy, and she had told me, Dottie, she told me, she goes, now, Dad, because we did a segment for the Preacher's Daughter's show. We did a segment where I had the two of them out to dinner, and I was going to, you know, kind of grill the guy, right? Dad protecting his daughter, right? And she's like, I'm like, honey, well, give me some things to talk about. And, you know, obviously it's for television, so we want it to be interesting, right? She goes, well, yeah. He's an Auburn Tiger fan, and his mom actually was like, what do they call him, like the coronation, the queen or something, or what do they call, you know, for the homecoming thing?
Yeah.
Queen. She was like a homecoming queen or something, right, or whatever. So we're at dinner and the cameras are rolling and we're filming, right? So I'm just making small talk. And I forget the guy's name, but I go, hey, and I'm totally serious. And I go, so I understand from Colby, like, so you're a Roll Tide fan? You're an Alabama fan? And oh my gosh, Dottie, if I hadn't been so big, I think you would have come across the table at me, right? And he's like, no, sir, Mr. Koloff, I am an Auburn Tiger fan. And he looked right at Colby like, did you really tell him that? And he's like, my mom was like homecoming queen. And oh my God, it could have been more perfect for television, like for real, right? I got such a natural reaction out of the kid. It was hilarious, right?
I love it.
Because I knew how serious the fans are there in Alabama. So,
yep.
Well, that's okay. I have other friends who are Auburn Tiger fans, and I don't hold that against any of them. So, just for the record. So, So let's talk about Donnie a little bit. I mean, and again, I kind of got off on a rabbit trail there, but so we've been a part of this monthly call with and it's kind of all authors and speakers, men and women in ministry, and but also out in corporate America, and you know, some of the names I mentioned, I should say tremendous Tracy Jones, right? Dad Charlie Jones had a tremendous about a 50-year career traveling the world and just encouraging people, right, in his own right.
Yep.
And then his daughter Tracy took over, and those calls, just for the record, I don't know, they've been so valuable and so rich for me as we glean from one another, we give each other different ideas. And what have those calls been for you? Is anything special that you could?
The times that we spend, the things I've learned, number one, from everyone. The advice that we get, and you know, the mentoring aspect has been valuable for me, you know, as well as you know, tagging each other in prayer and holding each other up, you know, with where we're going and what we're trying to accomplish. It's just been invaluable. You know, you can't find that anywhere.
Yeah, it's not. I would say typical, right? It's not typical,
right.
And each and every one in their own right has had so much success from writing to speaking to even areas of ministry. I know, you know, Tracy kind of focuses on women's ministry. I focus on men's ministry. Al, you know, as a missionary, has has the ability. Well, and even, I would say with Al, you know, he's put out a lot of children's books, and then, you know, I know you have centered and focused on marriage ministry in the past, as well as other things. What would you say, Donnie? Is there one area that you might target and say is a strength for you in the terms of ministry?
In terms of ministry, you know, we have centered really everything on success in the home. You know, our marriage ministry and couples ministry. Charlotte and I have done that for years. We've done couples coaching, we call it, and sitting down with couples, and we've been able to help couples, you know, to understand. You know, most couples that we have found, they really don't communicate very well with each other about each other's expectations, number one. And Charlotte used to be really good at that, at bringing those expectations out, because we had different expectations and how we express love to each other. And, you know, that's been one of our keys, is, you know, it's one of our strengths, is helping people understand how to relate to each other, and which has really spilled over into everything that we do, you know, especially in this book that we just wrote with all our sons and daughter-in-laws. It is, it's evident that people out there don't talk to each other, especially today. We were in a short story. We were in a restaurant last night, and we were waiting to be served. And there was of course, all my sons and my daughter-in-laws and grandchildren and sister-in-law was there. So we were waiting for our big table. And I looked over the counter, you know, just looking down the restaurant, and 90% of the people were on their phones. They weren't talking to each other.
Wow. It just speaks
volumes. I mean, you know, married couples, they just don't know how to communicate well today.
Yeah, and or if they do, they're sending a text message to each other, and they're in the same house, under the same roof,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
I mean, times have changed, haven't they? And I mean, communication, as you and I know, has always been the key and the catalyst, really kind of the foundation of any relationship, right?
It is.
So when the communication is lacking, there's no, it shouldn't be any wonder why a relationship is suffering if communication is lacking, right?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
And
it all starts in our home. You know, how your kids communicate with each other, with you, with the parent. You know, and a lot of that. I mean, as the parents, we've got to be the example. And we're failing there today. That's why we have kids who don't know what they want to do, don't know where they want to go, they don't know what the success principles are, they don't know how to live life today. That's where life coaching has really blossomed in the past 5 or 6 years.
Right, just needing that counsel, needing that wisdom and insight from others who've had success with it. And for our listeners, so they understand, you mentioned your wife, Charlotte. She's recently had passed, and of course, once again, our condolences as you're continuing to, because you guys were together for how long, Donnie?
A little over 46 years.
46 years, which in itself makes a statement and is a milestone in and of itself. And I know when you were together, you did so much ministry together and helped so many couples, whether it was in the area of communication or just understanding one another. And the book, you know, you mentioned, because you guys had wrote how many books together? One or how many books together?
We wrote a couple together.
Okay.
As far as, co-authoring with each other, we wrote Success in the Home, which has been our biggest, seller and biggest portion. For years, we taught a lot of, we just pulled together a lot of different things. And then we decided it was about 2011, that we need to write our own book of how it works for us. So we did that and published it in 2012. And that's been a really big asset to our ministry, especially in helping people. Because it is basically, walks them through. It's 14 chapters. The first 7 is God's principles, and the last 7 is how those principles should be played out in your life.
Man, that's good. And that's the one called Success in the Home?
Success in the Home.
So 14 chapters. Let me just, okay, so for 14 chapters, the first 7, which 7's a good number, isn't it? Of completion there.
They're the guidelines.
There's the guidelines.
God's principles.
God's principles. And so, and what I'm, so here's what I'm hearing from that. So you lay out God's principles, but then in the last 7, the way I would view it, the last 7 chapters is then the call to action. Would that summarize it correctly?
Right. That's exactly right.
I mean, because you and I know in all the seminars and conferences, and you're not only involved in me, I mean, you do a lot of corporate speaking and corporate training.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And I know you do online coaching, life coaching, as well as face-to-face, and you do it all. I mean, you're amazing.
Yeah. We try.
Yeah, well, you're very good at what you do, and so anyone listening out there, whether it's reading one of your books, whether it's this particular one about success in the home, or even outside of that, we're going to get to the very, here shortly, in the very new one that you're launching, is your ability to speak into the lives of others. And again, for me, like being on those monthly calls with you and Al Tracy and Frank has been invaluable for me as well. It's just gleaning from your knowledge and your wisdom. So anyone who connects with you or sits in one of your seminars is going to walk away with value. But I say that to say this too, that it's one thing to give out a bunch of knowledge, right? I do these in the Man Up conferences and the man camps that Lex Luger and I facilitate, is we want to give you information. We want to give you knowledge, but we also want to give you a call to action, right? You don't just want to sit and absorb. You want to go out and take action with what you're learning or what you're hearing, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So you've got those books, and I know you've got, let's go ahead and let's talk about some of the other books leading up to the most recent launch. So tell us about a couple of the other books that you've done, or some of the other books.
Well, we did one, my first one was Winning the Battle, and, you know, that just talks about, actually, it's God's principles in layman's terms. We don't give chapter and verse, but it's how you actually achieve success in your life. And because, you know, everything's a battle today. And for most people, you know, they battle it continuously. And, you know, we want to help folks navigate. That's why we wrote the book, to help them navigate. And I wrote this basically for the corporate world. I started traveling and training on that with the financial services group, and they just took it to heart and sent me around the country talking to bankers and financial experts about winning the battle. You know, how to deal with customers, how to communicate to them, you know, how to build and maintain the right attitude, and those kinds of things. I mean, it's simple stuff that you know, people just did not understand and did not grasp it to the level that we tried to teach it.
What would you say? Okay, because we talked about your military career and your worldwide travels. Were there from that career, were there some things you learned, Donnie, through your military career and those travels that have really kind of led to, you know, not only authoring these books and traveling and speaking, but things that you share with the listener or things that the reader will learn from experiences that you had specifically from your military career?
Yes, you know, a lot of it I relate back to my 22 years in the Air Force and then working and living in different countries. As I said before, you know, people are all after the same thing. But, you know, the thing that people grasp is how that my experience, because, you know, people relate to stories. And I like to tell stories, especially, you know, real stories that happen to me that actually brings out the principle, because people can relate to that. They can put themselves in that picture. And when you do that, they're more likely to walk away and use that principle, you know, and employ that in their life. So that's what that's the one thing that has kind of set my ministry apart and my training actually apart from other folks, is to using, because I've, you know, 22 years in the Air Force, 20 years in the financial industry, you know, and teaching financial experts around the country, that has helped me, you know, to understand and actually to relay to people exactly how this should be employed. You know, we talk about a simple thing like attitude. People don't grasp the power behind attitude. And it is extremely powerful.
It is, isn't it? In fact, it's interesting, because what I'm hearing is even though, you know, I think about the 30 countries I've traveled to, and you've been to a plethora of countries, that even though people speak a different language in some cases, at the core, I guess you and I could probably both say at the core, people are kind of all have the same needs, don't they?
Exactly.
And you know, it's interesting too. You mentioned attitude, right? You know, one of the things, of course, you know, I try to put out every day on social media and just out to, I've got a, I don't know, probably 100+ on group texting that I just try to do my best, and I know you do too, to just, if it's just one little nugget that may make a difference. What I posted today was one small positive thought can change the direction of the whole day, right?
Yep, it can. I shared that today with all my listeners my followers.
And I appreciate it. And again, that's where we learn from one another, right? I learn from you. You're learning from me. We're just gleaning. It almost reminds me of a scripture, believe it or not. Proverbs 27:17. As iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens the countenance of his friend, right?
That's it.
Tell us about the new book that you launched. Tell us about that.
Well, the new book is comes from a different aspect. A lot of the, you know, the same principles, but you know, I've been working on trying to produce this book for a couple of years, and then after my wife passed, I was sitting in the living room with my middle son, and he and I were sitting there, and we were just kind of contemplating and praying and thinking about, you know, what where you want us to go from here, God. And God showed us right then how to write the book, that I wasn't supposed to be the only author, that the three boys and their wives was to write a chapter. They were to take a principle out of God's word, explain that principle, and then use Charlotte's life to show how that principle is lived out. And so that's what they did. I contacted them all. They all jumped on board, and they got so excited about it. So we put it together in a short amount of time, really, basically 4 months from the time of to publication until it's, you know, it's out there today. So you know, that book has you know, we call it Real Freedom, and basically what we're talking about is you know, just kingdom principles, actually. Is what it consists of.
But
it's just kingdom principles that lead you to a life, you know, of joy and fulfillment and eternal success. And as my wife showed, a legacy of love.
A legacy of love. And so interesting. So here's an interesting perspective. So for all the listeners out there, so a book that you've collaborated together. So it's not just you writing the book this time. You've collaborated together with your sons and their wives, all bringing a different perspective, I'm guessing, to the table that for the reader it could perhaps speak volumes to many different. Is there an age range or a target that you think people that could benefit from this newest book?
Not really. I think late teens to grandparents. You know,
okay.
I don't think it's too. It's never too late in order to do the right thing. You know, as you and I have, you know, we know that really well.
Right.
I just think the earlier that you can get grasping and earlier that you can employ those principles in your life, the greater, experiences you're going to have and the greater success you're going to have in this life.
Man, that's good. I like the whole format of it and the whole thought process behind it, bringing everyone's, you know, bringing different perspectives in there that can teach. And at the end of the day, I mean, the freedom, wholeness, health, healing, right? Can, you know, all factor into that joy and that peace that we can all walk in. And so I think that's an incredible perspective. And then you factor in, I like what you said at the end, you factor in the legacy of love that your bride of 46 years not only instilled in within the boundaries of your family, but that I'm sure anyone who came in touch or crossed a path with her.
Oh, I tell you, Nikita, the things that we have learned since she passed, I think her death had more effect on people than her life did, although she touched thousands and thousands of people. We have found out, you know, and gotten stories that we knew nothing about. I got a call from a young lady in California who said, I would not be here today if it had not been for Miss Charlotte when I was in high school. And then today she's 42 years old. and she said I was going to commit suicide because she had such a bad home life, and she mm-hmm. said I just wanted out of it. And she said Miss Charlotte found me, and you know, because she was friends with one of my sons, and she said she talked me out of it, and I have had a fabulous career and a wonderful life, and I would not have had that had it not been for her.
Wow, that's just one of
them.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one of many.
Yeah. So I was going to say, it sounds like one of many, many stories and of who she's impacted, and you bring up an interesting point here. We got just a couple of minutes left on it, but you bring up an interesting point here that not only can our lives impact people while we're living, but how much greater of an impact, and especially as an author who, you know, because, you know, when we pass this life on to the next, you know, the books that we've written, you know, those stay behind, but they can continue, and those stories can continue to impact lives for generations, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Well, that's
you know, one thing, Nikita, I want folks to understand, you know, there's the information's out there, and sometimes people don't grasp it fast enough or don't grasp it wholly. And Charlotte and I made a decision in the early 19, well, right after we came back in 2020, January 2020, we made a decision to give Success in the Home away. So anybody who wants that book, they'll just email me at Donnie, and that's Donnie with a Y, at DonnieIngram.com. I will send them a free download of that book.
Okay, and that just leads right into before we wrap up the show here, just how can people get this newest book? How can they get your other books? And is it on Amazon? Is it on websites?
They can get it on Amazon. Most of the books are on Amazon. They can get it, especially this new book today. It launched this morning at 6. You can get it for $1.99, and it also has a free book inside of it called titled Leading with Purpose that they can get. But this it's $1.99. They can get this book today. Well, actually, for today and tomorrow, it'll be $1.99. Then it's going to go up. So, you know, I'm hoping that everybody will get it. We want to, I'd like for it to be, you know, become a bestseller. But the real key is we want to get it out there to touch people's lives. We want it to change them.
That's awesome. And you have a website, Donnie, where like somebody wanted to come in for you to speak. What's your website?
Yeah, Donnie at DonnieIngram.com.
DonnieIngram.com. Now, is that an email or your website?
The website is DonnieIngram.com. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure they can go.
And that's Donnie with a Y.
DONNY.
Yep, that's it.
DonnieIngram.com, and then of course the other was your email address. Well, right. Listen, it has been such a pleasure, and we're just going to be praying about the success of that book, and such a pleasure to have. I appreciate you setting some time aside on your launch, and I know that that book's going to impact a lot of people's lives, as well as all the other books that you've written. So,
thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Well, Donnie Ingram, and thanks for tuning in today to It's Time to Man Up. Donnie Ingram, a man's man and a life who he and his late wife Charlotte, who have impacted many people's lives. Hey, I want you to consider that if you've never given your life to Jesus, I want you to consider doing that today. I want you to consider surrendering, submitting your life to Jesus. And I'm telling you, as you can probably even hear in Donnie's voice and from some of his stories and how he and his family are changing and impacting lives, that your life can be impacted, starting with your submission, your surrender to Jesus Christ. And so make that decision today. Don't wait another day. There's no promise of tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the Man Up Show. God bless. So see you next time.
This is the Truth Network.